Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great man Lonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. If you wish to be a part of the show, now's a great time to do it. Actually, now is your only time to do it this hour, because coming up here very shortly, we are going to be joined at about 8:30 by All Elite Wrestling superstar Orange Cassidy. Joining us here on the show, AEW in town tomorrow evening at the Bonscore Wellness Arena, where they will put a live edition of AEW Dynamite and then run AEW Collision as well. Both of those shows will be airing this week on TV. Dynamite Live Collision on Friday evening, both emanating from the well. Lonzo, I will be there. Lonzo up in the air about it.
It's very late at night. Why you try to throw me under the bus like that?
Well, I was about to say Lonzo and I will be there, but that's not what you told me.
I am trying to decide, and if I do come, I won't be there for the entire time, because I am not like Rob. I can't operate on 4 hours or less of sleep. I cannot. And I will fall asleep on the way home and die. And I'd rather not die. I kind of fall asleep sometimes on my way home now. So I can't risk that. But I might show up for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Because she kept me waiting. Blink-182 last night. Excellent. 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 And while we're talking about wrestling, may I just say I appreciated the boys immensely coming out to the Undertaker's walkout music. I mean, I have to assume at this point that they have permission, and I'm not about to get Blink-182 in trouble.
You might. You might. I mean, I mentioned that earlier, and you're just throwing it out there. Maybe everyone, shh, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then you got to throw it out there on the airwaves.
Just a couple of dozen thousand people last night watching it as they came out to Takers. I mean, it's pretty sweet. For a group of dudes who kept making jokes about how old they are and on a tour called the One More Time Tour, it is pretty funny. Phenomenal concert last night. Got home yesterday about 11 p.m. or so, and called it an evening. And then got up this morning ready to rock and bleeping roll.
So this is where you're bragging about how you can, you know, operate on less sleep.
As somebody once famously said, I still got it.
I don't know if you knew this or not, and this may come as a surprise to some people, but I'm a grandpa. Okay? All right. I'm just throwing that out there, okay? Not a young grandpa either. Well, maybe a little bit, but still.
I still got it, is all I'm saying. I can still go. I still got that dog in me. All right? So we went rocking and rolling last night. Tonight, packing up, because tomorrow night, we've got AEW in town at the Well. Thursday morning, do the show. Head down to Clemson, South Carolina. By the way, stay tuned, because coming up at some point in the next 2 hours of the show, Zoe and I are going to give away a family four-pack of tickets to Thursday's Carolina Fan Fest at Clemson Memorial Stadium.
I just want to point out, you hitting the mic is just as loud. You might as well just yell in it.
No,
that's loud, dude. That's extremely loud.
Points of emphasis. It's all for the heightened drama
of the
show.
Move your head, not the mic. I mean, you know.
I don't have to move. I'm above that. We will be giving away a family four-pack of tickets to Carolina Panther Fan Fest this Thursday, early evening into the evening, at Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina. If you would like to attend, if you'd like to come put eyes on Pro Bowler to be Bryce Young this Thursday.
Is that a guarantee? Is that a lock? Is that a stone cold lock? Is that a Rob guarantee? Should people put money down on that right now? Because I'm sure the odds are in your favor if you do it. You're going to make a lot of money.
I was going to say, in your favor, as in if you bet it and it happens.
You're going to make a lot.
You might be very rich.
A lot of money.
No, I'm not there yet, but it's more to do with the offensive line than Bryce.
I think you're the only one who's ever said that so far in the history of his NFL career.
So, I don't think so.
So you got that going for you.
I don't think so. I'm sure there's a couple of, couple of diehards out there.
No, there aren't. No.
You know who else thinks that he could be that guy? Former Panther linebacker Thomas Davis Jr. Yeah, that one.
Do we know that?
Yeah.
Do we? I think. I think we look at C.J. Stroud and know that, but we don't know that about Bryce Young yet.
Wait.
Yeah.
You think you look at C.J. Stroud and you know he's got talent, but not Bryce Young.
Yes.
You don't think you can look at him and what he did in college and know he's got talent, but you definitely can with C.J. Stroud.
All right,
you can't say that about a guy who won a Natty, who won a Heisman, who won a Maxwell, who won an AP College Football Player of the Year, who won a Sporting News College Football Player of the Year, who wore the Davey Bryan, who won the Manning, who was a consensus All-American, was an SEC Offensive Player of the Year, who was a first-team All-SEC player, a second-team All-SEC player. You can't look at a 60% completion percentage guy on a Natty team and go, yeah, he's probably got some talent.
So, dude, barely hits over 50%, and you're excited about
60%.
Dude, that's closer. 60. That's closer to 50 than it is 100.
I'm sorry, 59.8%.
Oh, that's even worse. So here's the thing. Let me use the Rob Brown argument. Look at all the talent that was around him. Of course, he did that well.
Mm.
That was your excuse about C.J. Stroud and how well he did at Ohio State. Same thing at Bryce Young. He was surrounded
by. What excuse? I never said C.J. Stroud wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, you've come at me about it's because he had this and this and this and this. Okay. We'll see. I hope you're right, because again, the Panthers are my favorite NFC team. But I'm going to be a little more realistic than other people and say they're not that good right now, and I want them to be better, and they're not. And I remember when they were pretty good. I do. I remember when they went to the Super Bowl twice. I do remember that. I remember the quarterbacks then, and I don't think he measures up to them yet. Hopefully he gets there.
Let's be abundantly clear here.
You made me tap the desk. I never tap the desk.
Feels good, doesn't it?
No.
Feels good.
No, it's bad.
Feels good. As Dave Chappelle once said, if you got hate in your heart, let it out. Let it out. Let's be clear about something. This is not me saying, oh, they're good now. Quite the opposite. What I am doing in this spot is saying they're not good yet, but they're better than a lot of the media is giving them credit for, A, and B, they're going to be better than you are giving them credit for. This is why when the win total was at 4.5, Rob Brown hammered the over on that total and feels real good about it. And this is why now that the total is at 5.5, when I'm on the BetQL network, I still say I'm playing the over because I think 6 wins is very in play for this team. 7's going to be an ask. Not impossible, but an ask. I think 8's probably about the absolute best case scenario maximum. But although those things being put together and talked about, the one thing I am going to say is it is way, way, way too early to look at the quarterback of this football team and write that dude off. It's just way too early to write that cat off at this point. And I feel like a lot of people are trying to do that. So all I'm saying is Thomas Davis Jr., former Panther linebacker, is saying what I've been saying the whole time. Now, is TDJ a little bit biased? Yeah, he's at Carolina Panther reunion day.
Thank you.
Of course he's a little bit biased. But bias doesn't mean wrong. Bias doesn't mean wrong. And all the things that he has pointed out are all things that I have been saying for a hot minute now. That you can look at his college career and go, the kid's got the talent. In fact, I would be less aggravated if you said, look at the kid, he's too small to make it. At least that's a tangible argument that makes a little bit of sense. I don't like it. I still think it's wrong. But at least it's an argument that you can look at it and go, quick, name me the other 5'10 quarterbacks that have made it. Right? It's a short list, to be sure.
I don't think he did that on purpose.
What?
It's a short list. Told you.
Damn it. It is a short list. To be fair, it's a short list. However, to say that is the reason that a guy that has the list of accolades that I just read to you seconds ago won't make it?
How many accolades did your boy down in Florida have?
Timothy Terrific?
Yeah, that would be
talking him. About Tim Tebow?
I mean see, coming out of college, how many did he have?
There is a massive difference between Tim Tebow and Bryce Young.
Height, yes.
No, it had nothing to do with the difference between 5'8 and 6'3. Let's not pretend Tim Tebow was a monster. Dude. He was literally my size. He was my size. Granted, this was up here.
Yeah.
But my size.
I think Chris is 5'10. So you guys walk down the hall together and we'll see the difference because there's a major difference.
The major difference in these cats was that you could look at Timmy Terrific the way he threw a football and ran a defense and go, that dude didn't make it by being an NFL caliber passer. That dude made it by being a freaking machine and running around through and over people in the process of getting guys open by being a threat. B.Y.'s not that. He only made it to where he made it because he's a passer. Because he's an elite passer. Because he's a guy that sees the field, recognizes the field, and executes based on it. Timmy Terrific was a dude who did not succeed because he could throw the ball. He succeeded because he had ways of working around the inability to do it.
All right, that was just my first example. There are many examples of guys who had all the accolades that you talked about Bryce Young having going into the NFL and did nothing. So you show me what you're doing on the NFL field. And until he wins a playoff game, Tebow's a better quarterback in the NFL.
Stop it.
Without a doubt.
Stop. You're high. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not. I don't need that sort of thing.
That's ridiculous. Tim Tebow's a guy who got carried to one playoff win by an exceptionally talented defense built around him.
Who carried him to throw that touchdown that won the game? Who carried him?
Yes.
Was he on someone's shoulders when that happened?
Pass to a guy 20 yards down the field who was wide, butt-ass naked open.
Here's the thing. You know, someday you got to let that go. I mean,
I'm not the one who brought it up.
You got to. Maybe a strong hug. I don't know. There's something out there that's gonna let you. Maybe you just need a face to face, and you can tell him how bad he is.
I've had a face to face. I've literally driven him around town. He's a great human being. He's all the things. You spend 15 minutes with Tim Tebow and your life's better for it. And I used to be like, "Shut up, Gary Danielson, you idiot!" And then I spent about 3 hours with Tim Tebow. He's a stellar human being. Has nothing to do with his complete lack of mechanics as a functional NFL quarterback.
And Bryce Young has equal problems with his feet. If his feet gets fixed, we'll see what happens. But if they don't, he's just as bad at what you're saying as Tim Tebow was.
The problem with Bryce Young's feet are that he has to use them behind the subway turnstiles of an offensive line he was asked to play mm-hmm. behind last year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, make whatever excuses you want to for him. That's fine.
Excuses versus reasons.
When his feet are fixed and he has a good offensive line in front of him, if he still makes those mistakes, then you're going to be forced to say he was a bust.
Correct.
By the way,
correct.
I hope that doesn't happen. I want him to win games. I want them to be great. I do. I just don't see it.
I mean, fair. Wrong, but fair. Again, my dude got stuck last year behind a joke of a line. A joke of a line. And then because this is just what we do, it was, quarterback stinks. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we were just doing that about Clemson. So, I mean, because that's what you do. The quarterback gets all the praise, and they get all the heat. And sometimes they deserve it.
Short segment when we come back. And then Orange Cassidy of All Elite Wrestling joins us live in studio coming up on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Robin the Great One, Lonzo, with you here on the show. It is no secret nor surprise that Americans love sports. Like a lot. We love sports a lot. We love sports enough that we are willing, whether it's the right play, the smart play, the ethical play, whatever you want to use here, we are willing to allow grievances to go and ignore them largely because of the fact that we love sports. What are you talking about here, Rob? Well, I'm ever so glad you asked. Remember not terribly long ago when we got told that people were going to boycott the National Football League and then the ratings were through the roof? Remember a couple of years ago when we got told that people were going to boycott the National Basketball Association and the ratings went up? Remember that? Well, I was told that people were going to walk away from the Olympics for whatever reason. Guess whichever reason you want to what you want to use here. I was told people are going to walk away from the Olympics. Well, according to the Sports Business Journal, NBC Peacock got a combined 10.9 plus million viewers for Team USA basketball's opening round matchup against Serbia on Sunday. Just to give you kind of an idea of what that means and where that is, that was more viewers than game 4 of the Celtics-Mavericks NBA Finals, an elimination game. That was more than the Golden Globes. That was more than game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Panthers and the Oilers. And it was more than the final round of the Masters, Sunday round at the Masters.
Okay, so you just gave comparisons to, I think these were historically low ratings for all those other things that you mentioned. And then you said that, so it got more than a bunch of historic lows. Okay. And you just mentioned one specific event where the most stars are. Duh. I mean, how is swimming doing? How is gymnastics doing? How is tennis doing? How are all those sports doing?
Again,
how did the women's basketball game do ratings wise?
All part of, and this is true, I did the research on this, the Olympics, all of those events. And I don't have any sort of I don't have any sort of hot take or controversial opinion on this other than I saw a bunch of people saying, that's it, I'm out, I'm not watching, I don't care, for whatever reason. And again, that's not accurate. That's not what happened. I'm sure that there are some people that aren't. What I am going to say is, lovingly and respectfully, as I always do, the people who say, I'm boycotting sports, they're one of two things. They're either boycotting, but they are a statistical insignificance, or they're lying. One or the other. It's one or the other. Because this is a number.
Just like those people who say, when this person's elected, I'm moving to Canada. And they're still here.
Sure.
I don't know why they're still here, because a lot of people wish they would have moved to Canada. Although Canada, they probably could have done their show from Canada, but still.
Canada's a lovely country. I can't wait to visit. I've heard nothing but good things
about
Canada.
How do you know it's lovely? You've only seen pictures. Maybe the pictures are a lie.
Because both my brother and my fiance's sister have visited in the last year and a half and said it's gorgeous.
Okay. All right.
There's a place called Banff.
I've heard of Banff.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. Do they speak French there?
It's in Canada.
Well, yeah, but are they a part of the French-speaking side?
I believe that is the eastern side, and I believe Banff is more central Canadian. I could be wrong about that. The point here is we love our sports, and we're not going anywhere. We're just not. We're going to keep saying we are, but we're not. USA, USA, USA.
You know what? I wish you'd just go to Banff.
Me too. It's on my list.
Just stay there.
Okay, well, now you're just being mean.
And become a Mountie.
Now you're being unnecessarily mean.
I think, with the weight loss and everything, I think you could work as a Mountie.
I probably could, honestly. I wouldn't be as good of a Mountie as...
You've been on a horse before, right?
Wouldn't be as good of a Mountie as the Mountie or the guy who did the Mountie better than the Mountie, Jon Moxley, when he did the Mountie, which was one of my favorite wrestling segments of all time.
You'll be somewhere in between the two, maybe.
Fair enough. Hey, speaking of wrestling, see what I did there? Coming up in the next segment, to the end of the hour, we will be joined by All Elite Wrestling superstar Orange Cassidy. Coming up next on The Rock. Yeah, the most appropriate music possible, I think. You hear this music on Dynamite, Collision, various pay-per-views around the year, run by All Elite Wrestling. Why? Because AEW's most popular wrestler. I'm confident in saying it. I believe it to be true, and I don't frankly care what anyone else has to say. Orange Cassidy joins us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. What's up, fella? How we feeling, man?
I think you and I feel the same, that I just don't care what people say.
You've made a whole career out of it. I'm trying my best. People won't give me money for it like they do you. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say to that.
No.
Thank you.
I mean, brag about it if you want to.
Bragging's not my style.
It's fair enough.
There are a lot of people out there who you are their hero because, you know, that's how they live their life day to day. I have a major question for you because I think all of us have lost their best friend before and sometimes you work with them and you have to go to work. You seem to have lost all your best friends. How are you holding up?
Well, I was doing well until you brought it back up.
I'm sorry.
No. It's a nightmare. It's terrible. I fell into a deep dark hole when the people that you came in making your living with just decide to beat you up and punch you in the face. Luckily, I now have a group of dudes that I roll around with. We're called the Conglomeration. And, you know, when you're at your low point and you feel like you're alone and no one's with you, you know, you feel like a tendency to like shut down and not talk to anybody. But I started talking to some of my boys and they were in the same place that I was in. So now it's me, Kyle O'Reilly, Mark Briscoe and Tomohiro Ishii that are formed the group known as the Conglomeration.
Is Willow Nightingale, is she like a honorary member? Or
She is. I feel like she's in it. You know what? I'm going to go on record and say she's in it.
Officially.
Yeah, let's put it on the record.
Put it on the record. I love Willow. She's the best. Here's my question. Does when you have what you're going through and then you find this group of fellas, does punching people in the face count as like a good therapy? Most of us lose the job if we find therapy and trying to knock other people out. Is it therapy for you?
Well, luckily it's my job.
Fair.
So it's my job, so I'm allowed to do it. And yes, it feels very good.
I like that. All Elite Wrestling's Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
I was just going to say, there's some people around here I'd really love to punch in
Correct.
The face, but I don't think that would be allowed.
Well, we've asked for sanctioned matches against coworkers, Orange, and we keep getting told no. Is there any advice you would give? Like, do we need to sell tickets to it? Would that make it easier?
I don't know. Make them sign a piece of paper. Isn't that usually what happens? Do people sign papers and then they can fight each other? Or I don't know.
Fair enough.
I really don't know the right way to go about that.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. AEW in town tomorrow night. Dynamite and Collision taking place at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Speaking of the Conglomeration, you guys have a match against the Beast Mortos, Roddy Strong, and Roosh tomorrow. That's a pretty solid lineup of dudes you're going to be standing across. Talk to me a little bit about getting ready for this one.
So here's the thing. I didn't know I was going to be wrestling two dudes that have horns. And the Beast Mortos literally has horns on his head. And Roosh comes out with horns on his head sometimes. And he's called the, you know, I'm going to try my best not to get gored tomorrow or impaled by a horn. But that's when I'll just tag in Ishii or Mark Briscoe.
You know, speaking of Mark Briscoe, how hard is it to not get hyped when that guy is talking?
I mean, when you see, I am hyped. That's my hyped face. He's just very inspirational, and he's a great motivator. And who doesn't love Mark Briscoe?
I think one of my favorite things about All Elite Wrestling is that, and this has been kind of a tagline for a while. It's a wrestling company that's run by wrestlers, by guys that get to go out there and do what they love to do and put on matches. And Briscoe seems like one of those cats, but it feels like a locker room full of men and women that are loving what they're doing and being part of this company. What's that like for you to be a part of that environment?
Well, it's like I wouldn't exist without AEW. I don't think any other place, any other wrestling company in the world would have let me do what I wanted to do. And take a risk with me and just letting me be different. And I'm surrounded by people in a locker room that it really like feels like a team. It feels like we're all trying to help each other out. And we're all trying to beat each other up the best way possible. And it's just, I'm very lucky every day that AEW exists and, I'm a part of it.
Greenville, this area is big time for wrestling, has been for a very long time. I started watching wrestling with my papaw back in the 80s because I'm really old and have been a fan ever since. And this area is really like that. And there are some people out there listening. Possibly if they listen to this show, they know how much we talk wrestling. We talk wrestling all the time. But there are some people out there who have never been to an AEW show. Why should they come out to the Well tomorrow night and watch the show?
Well, I always say you're going to find something that you like in the show, and you're always going to be good. I've never had one person come to a show and say, oh, that was a bad time. I'm never going to come back. They always come back. There's a little bit of everything in an AEW show for you. Like if you like monster trucks, like Monster Jam, if you like a rock concert, if you like a fashion show, if you like live theater, if you like stunts, if you like fighting, if you like maybe even magic, there's something in there for everybody that you're going to have a great time.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upset. I want to talk about Orange Cassidy in terms of how did you get to be, like, how did you take this personality and turn it into every bit the antithesis of what people think of when they think professional wrestlers, loud, colorful, over the top. And here comes this guy who's just, he's just Orange Cassidy. I don't know how else to put it. How did that come about for you? And more importantly, how did you get AEW to go, yeah, we love this, let's go bananas?
I've been wrestling for a very, very, very long time. And you are told a lot of advice, you're told a lot of things, and you try things that you think everybody would like. You know, you're just trying to take someone else's advice. And I just decided after a while that it's not working, so I'm just going to do what I want. And I'm not the biggest, obviously. I'm not the strongest. But I found a way to make me different and relevant enough that I stand out. It's AEW took, you know, I've known a lot of these guys for a while, my former friends, especially Chuck and Trent.
Jerks.
Chuck's not a jerk. Chuck is, Chuck's just, his career's just over because Trent ruined it for him.
Way to go, Rob. You're so insensitive,
yeah,
man.
It's just bringing up these emotions. I just knew a lot of these, but it's, I don't think they knew, AEW knew what this was going to be. I think I really owe it to the fans for taking a liking to me. And I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be sitting here. So.
You are a two-time international champion, including what I think was one of, for me, the most memorable title runs maybe of my life. It's just an absolute workhorse title run. How important was that to you when you're carrying that title, when you're carrying that championship, to be out there, to be wrestling, and to get as beat the hell up as you were to make sure that that belt was placed out front of that show the way it should be? How impactful for you was that, the long international championship title run?
It was just very ironic that the wrestler doesn't like to wrestle had to wrestle the most. I take a lot of pride in it. I thought it showed a lot of people the AEW, how deep the AEW talent pool is, giving some people some spotlights that probably wouldn't get spotlights on TV shows that I was able to wrestle. In life, we have to do things that, you know, maybe we don't want to do, but we do it anyway, and we try to get done as quickly as possible. And I feel that as a champion and as a fighting champion, you should fight. So whenever anybody wanted a shot at my championship, I said, okay, and I did it. And I feel like that's what a champion should be. A good champion represents is just doing what you got to do to for the job that you have.
For those of you not watching on the stream, you should be on the stream right now. Orange Cassidy, you have a very, I don't know if you knew this, you have a very unique look. And I'm wondering, do you remember the first time you walked in front of an AEW crowd and there was a kid out there dressed like you?
I do. I remember the first time a kid dressed up like me and I wasn't even there. And then I saw on YouTube that it got like, I don't know how many millions of views it is up to now, but I think the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes brought this little kid dressed like me. I think it was like the second ever show, third ever show or something like that, and they brought him into the ring, and it got a huge reaction because he looked exactly like me in just a child form. It makes me feel that when I see that, I'm like, all right, this is working. I think people like me.
For sure. Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate AEW with a pair of shows wrapped up in one tomorrow evening at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena with Collision and Dynamite both. Talk to me a little bit, because you've been with multiple companies throughout your career. You end up with All Elite Wrestling. To get to a point where you guys are going to Wembley and putting tens of thousands into a stadium, when you are traveling around the country on Wednesdays and Fridays and putting tens of thousands into buildings to watch, the development of your career, was there a moment when you looked around and went, holy crap, this is real? Or has it just been something, you know, you love doing and you don't care if it's five people or 50,000?
And this question usually comes up for Wembley, right? They're like, oh, did you walk out and you saw like 80,000 people cheering? Like, did it hit you? And my answer is no, because standing in the ring was a giant man holding a fork that he ended up stabbing me in the forehead. I had to fight all these nasty dudes. So the only thing I'm thinking about is, all right, don't get stabbed in the head with a fork. I wasn't successful. But I just don't think about it. I just do what I have to do. And I feel that's probably not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's kept me going.
Don't get stabbed in the head with a fork. Pretty good life advice for, I'm assuming, anyone's
career. I was going to say, anyone who wondered, you know, what it feels like, I'm just going to take his word for, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, you should never stab somebody or get stabbed in the head with a fork. That's the lesson today. That's Tuesday's lesson.
I'm gonna commit that to memory. Has there been a moment at any point throughout your career that a thing happened in a fight, not in a fight, whatever, that it was over and you went, that sucked, never again?
Every time I wrestle.
No, okay, fair enough. But
I do say that a lot. I you know, there are so many. I don't want to do a ladder match ever again. I don't like those. I don't like getting stabbed. Yeah, how about that?
Fair enough. I think that's the right answer.
All right, some of your signature moves you do with your hands in your pockets. How long did it take you to perfect that?
I just did it one day. I was just wrestling on the show, and I was just like, all right, well, I think it was Marco Stunt. And it just gets messing around, and he was just like, oh, I was like, okay, well, if you're going to take it this way, I'll do it. So I just put my hands in my pockets, and then I just started beating him up. I just did it. And then I realized how effective that actually was to throw people off their game. So, you know, I do it a lot. And also, it looks really cool, too. You feel cool. Like, I don't need to use my hands.
It does look really cool. I'm very guilty of occasionally stealing that from you and doing it on the show. I do respect it.
Well, he's not nearly as athletic, though.
No,
I don't think he could keep up doing it. I'd love to see him try, though.
No, I wouldn't. It'd be like getting stabbed with a fork. Terrible idea. How many things that you have done that become part of your identity as a wrestler are just things that come to you in a ring? You're like, let's see if this works. And then it ends up working because it's Orange Cassidy.
I also think it's just, like I said before, it's like you get a lot of advice, and it's all great advice. I don't want to say it's not good advice. Like, throughout my career, I got a lot of great advice. It just didn't work for me, right? There's advice for everybody, and that's why I think people sometimes get offended. Like, no, any advice you are given throughout your life, you could take that and apply it however you want to apply it to yourself. And I have this rule in my head of like, well, if I think this is going to be good, then, and I'm a wrestling fan, hopefully the other wrestling fans will like the same thing. Does it work every time? No, but it's AEW and I am given the freedom to try. And, you know, more times than not, it works, but yeah, you know what it doesn't. No one cares. Just standing in the ring with your hands in your pockets.
All right, before we went on the air, we were talking about San Diego Comic-Con. So when you go to something like that, especially something that big, do you get a chance to walk around and look at all the stuff? And if so, what are you into?
I actually this year was able to walk around and see everything, but there's just so much stuff there. Like, expensive stuff.
Yeah, we're painfully aware.
And it's like, I don't need to deal with this. Like, the culture of the comics and the Comic-Con culture is a lot like professional wrestling, and the fans are very passionate. We were lucky enough this past weekend with San Diego Comic-Con, AEW teamed up with Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network, I guess you would call it. Parent, I don't know. Adult Swim, and me and Willow Nightingale tagged, and he wrestled cartoon characters in the ring in front of a lot of people in San Diego Comic Con, and it was quite a surreal experience. You know, you asked me before, it's like, have you ever stopped and said, what's going on? Being in San Diego Comic Con, right next to the bay, looking around and seeing thousands of people watch me wrestle Mr. Frog. Was pretty crazy because we were trying to win the Adult Swim AEW Battle for the Booty Championship. So, you know, that's, you can Google that.
I'm going to, not on my work computer. Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. You talk about the popularity of wrestling and the crossover audience and all that. As wrestling fans, Lonzo and I both are lifelong. We have felt kind of a big time resurgence in professional wrestling and the fandom being able to publicly make it known that they're wrestling fans. I've attributed that to the rise of All Elite Wrestling and the rising tide lifts all boats philosophy, that there's just more, it's better, there's more options. If you don't like this, you can come over here and get a different flavor.
Yes.
For y'all, have you felt that?
Yes, for sure. And I think one of my main things was to make, you know, wrestling fans not embarrassed to call themselves a wrestling fan. And I know when you read online, people are embarrassed that I am a wrestler and they're wrestling fans. I get this all the time when I go to meet and greets, I do to conventions and I talk to the fans and they're saying like, oh, my girlfriend's here, my boyfriend's here, my mother, my father, my sister, my friend is here because of you. They saw a clip of you and now they're wrestling fans. And that's the biggest compliment I can get. And I understand I'm not everybody's, for terrible pun, flavor, but I when I hear that, it makes me feel good that people aren't afraid to be a wrestling fan and come out because I love it so much. I want everybody else to love it too. So, we're trying to make wrestling cool.
Wrestling is cool.
All yes. right. My favorite wrestler of all time is Sting. What was it like to give your signature kicks to Sting and receive them?
Sting is the best ever. And I'm very, very fortunate that I was able to do that with Sting. And of course, because he's Sting, he did it right back to me. And he even did a lazy chest pound. Like Sting is the man, he gets it. And then I was able to team with him. Never did I ever think I would be teaming with Sting, but it was the locker room was better and became better because of him, and I have so much respect for him.
You've mentioned that you're not just a pro wrestler, but you're a wrestling fan as well. How surreal was that to stand across from the icon and hear the intro and then know that you and he are about to be in a fight, either against each other or together? Was there a spot where Orange Cassidy, the professional wrestler, kind of had to like put Orange Cassidy, the wrestling fan, to bed a little bit to make sure you're dialed in on your job?
Yeah, it's like that thing about not really. I was just worried about getting beat up as per usual. So, you know, standing next to Sting, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I won't get beat up because I'll let Sting beat them up first, and which usually happens. So, nah, I don't really, it doesn't really hit on me. Maybe it will, you know, hopefully 50 years from now, but we'll see.
Orange Cassidy from All Elite Wrestling here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Ups. They got another minute or two left as we get set for Dynamite and Collision tomorrow night at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. We get station t-shirts. We have our names on them. I wear them out. My friends give me hell for wearing a shirt that has my own name on it. How do I elevate myself to be able to wear a shirt with a picture of my own face on it and get away with it, Orange Cassidy?
You got to commit. You got to have confidence. You know, people will say the same thing. Oh, you wear your own t-shirt. Well, so I'm going to put my face on it. This is my face. And actually, to tell you the truth, they were like, hey, we need a shirt. So I just took a picture of my face and sent it to them, and they just put it on a t-shirt.
So. Were you shocked when they said, yeah, that works?
Well, they were like, okay, whatever. We don't care. It's your merch. Like, you know, we don't. And I was like, okay, go ahead. Just do it. They're like, oh, white t-shirt, huh? Oh, the wrestling fans don't like white t-shirts. Well, they do.
Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show. And the Fan Upset again tomorrow night, AEW Dynamite, AEW Collision at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Tickets still on sale. You can go to AEW's website and pick those up. Orange, my man, phenomenal to have you in studio. We appreciate the time, boss. And good luck tomorrow night, because I am not envious of you standing across from the Beast Mortos, Roddy Strong and Roosh.
Yeah, me neither. All right, well, I'm going to. Hopefully I'll let Mark and Ishii do all the work.
I feel like Mark's the guy that just rushes headfirst into that.
He will. You know what? You're probably right. Good on Mark.
Orange Cassidy here on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upset. We got to take a break. When we come back, we talk a little NFL football. For the final hour of the show, this is the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.